Wolfner News, Winter 2025, Missouri Secretary of State. A note from Robin Westfall.
After 6.5 years as Missouri's state librarian and 3 as director of Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library, I am leaving to become executive director of the Daniel Boone Regional Library in Columbia, Missouri. It has been an honor to work alongside the Director of Public Services, Lori Brown, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager, Brandon Lammers, and Director of Circulation, Veronda Winters, to implement duplication on demand, introduce the ZoomX Braille e-reader, and improve the recording process for Wolfner-produced audiobooks, including projects with multiple narrators and podcasts. Acting State Librarian Janet Carruthers, who has worked in our agency for 5 years, has assumed the directorship of Wolfner Library and will continue, like I did, to work right alongside the Wolfner leadership team to assure that you, our patrons, continue to receive high-level personal service. I thank you for the messages you've sent me regarding Wolfner, and I will leave with the distinct privilege of being your director. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library is one of the premier network libraries in the country, and I have no doubt that the library and our staff will continue to thrive. Peace be with you, Robin.
Cartridge returns. Finished with your audiobook cartridges? Don't forget to remove the paper address card from the outside of the mailing container. Once you remove the paper address card, Wolfner Library's address will be exposed on the plastic mailing container. Remember, these always ship for free through USPS. Gray or clear cases. Return to receive your next issue. Blue cases. Return when finished listening. Adult Winter Reading Program, January 1st through February 28th, 2025. Wolfner Library invites you to beat the blues this coming winter by joining us for a round of library bingo. Everyone participating will be given a card with different ideas for choosing books. Pick one idea from each column so that you have a B, I, N, G, and O. No straight lines or patterns needed. This isn't regular bingo. Next, pick out a book to match each of the 5 ideas you've chosen from your bingo card. If you need help, a reader advisor can help you find whatever you are looking for. Be sure to let the reader advisor know that these are your winter bingo picks so that the books can be grouped together onto a single cartridge for you. As always, anyone who wants to read above and beyond the 5-book minimum is encouraged to do so. The Winter Reading Challenge will run January 1st through February 28th, 2025, and all books must be logged by March 10th to receive a completion prize and be included in the grand prize drawing. Large print cards are available on the Wolfner Library website if you would like to print your own copy. Visit https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER. From the menu, select Programs and Events. Scroll down to the Program for Adults section. Click on Adult Winter Reading Program. If you would like either a large print or Braille version of the card mailed to you, contact Wolfner Library. Please plan ahead and start making your book requests in December, as the holiday rush can be a challenging time for the United States Postal Service. Registration available by phone 800-392-2614, 573-751-8720. Online Beanstack, https://wolfpac.beanstack.org/. By email, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. For further questions, please contact Wolfner Library, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or email jami.livingston@sos.mo.gov. Meet our new Wolfner staff members. Wolfner Library has two new reader advisors to help our patrons, John Wilcox and Miriam Tepper. Welcome, John and Miriam. John Wilcox. John was born and raised in mid-Missouri and has spent most of his life here. When he was 19, he joined the U.S. Navy for 4 years. John was assigned to the USS Ronald Reagan, CVN 76, and spent much of his time with the Reagan or in Japan. After John left the Navy, he went to college and earned a bachelor's degree in English and applied for a job at Wolfner Library, where he is currently a reader advisor.
Why I applied to Wolfner Library and what has surprised me the most. I applied for Wolfner because I wanted a different work atmosphere than what I had been used to, and I wanted a chance to work in a library because I love books and reading. I was most surprised by how much Wolfner is able to accomplish with such a small staff while serving over 9,000 patrons across the whole state. My favorite book and hobbies. Currently, my favorite book is The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien. But my favorite hobby, reading, means that this fluctuates frequently.
Miriam Tepper. Born and raised in Canada, Miriam has been in Missouri a little over a year. She holds a master's degree in museum studies, and this is her first time working in a library. She has published several poems and fiction, mostly horror, and has even won a few small prizes. She lives with her partner and cohabitates with a cat who, after over a year, finally more than just tolerates her existence. By just a little bit.
Why I applied to Wolfner Library and what has surprised me the most. I come from a museum background, and I feel that museums and libraries share a lot in common. They're meant to serve the public through education and entertainment. They are repositories of information and stories and are integral to supporting society. I really believe in these attributes and wanted to work in an environment where I could make that happen. What surprised me the most, the U.S. Midwest in general, the popularity of Westerns and Amish fiction. I didn't know Amish fiction, especially romance, was a thing, and nobody reads Westerns where I'm from. My favorite books and hobbies. Mervyn Peake's Gormenghast holds a special place in my heart. Even if the author spends 2 pages describing the journey of a bluebottle fly around a classroom. I love writing, gardening, making jewelry, and doing all sorts of fiber arts.
Did you know? Tips for avoiding fraud. Did you know that banks, the IRS, and legitimate businesses will never ask you for your Social Security number, bank account information, or credit card information over the phone or in person? Millions of Americans fall victim to fraud each year. The top trending scams are romance scams, where criminals pose as a romantic interest, criminals posing as technology support representatives, people claiming a relative has an urgent financial need, or sweepstakes scams when criminals claim you have won a lottery. Avoid act now scenarios, and never let a salesperson pressure you into making an immediate investment decision. Scammers might also tell you to pay in a specific way, such as wiring money or making checks directly to them instead of the third-party entity. Also, watch for the words no risk with investments, because all investments have a risk, even if a small risk. If you feel a friend or loved one has been the victim of securities fraud, contact the Vulnerable Citizen Services hotline at 1-855-653-7300 to request a complaint form. Contact your local authorities immediately if the matter does not involve securities or an investment account. Furthermore, never give personal information to anyone over the phone. A friendly reminder from Wolfner Library, because we care about you. Missouri Secretary of State Wolfner Library Book Club. 2025 Upcoming Book Club Titles. If you are a Wolfner patron, participate in our weekly book club by dialing in every Thursday at 2 p.m. or by using Zoom from a smart device. Here's a list of books that will be featured for January and February, followed by instructions on how to join in. January 2nd, Vera Wong's Unsolicited Advice for Murderers by Jesse Sutanto. DB113039. Vera Wong is a lonely little old lady of a certain age who lives above her forgotten tea shop in the middle of San Francisco's Chinatown. Then one morning, Vera trudges downstairs to find a curious thing, a dead man in the middle of her tea shop, in his outstretched hand, a flash drive. After calling the cops, like any good citizen would, she sort of swipes the flash drive from the body and tucks it safely into the pocket of her apron. Why? Because Vera is sure she would do a better job than the police possibly could. Because nobody sniffs out a wrongdoing quite like a suspicious Chinese mother with time on her hands. 10 hours, 45 minutes. January 9th, Starter Villain by John Scalzi. DB118263. Inheriting your uncle's supervillain business is more complicated than you might think, particularly when you discover who's running the place. Charlie's life is going nowhere fast. A divorced substitute teacher living with his cat in a house his siblings want to sell, all he wants is to open a pub downtown, if only the bank will approve his loan. Then his long-lost Uncle Jake dies and leaves his supervillain business, complete with Island Volcano Lair, to Charlie. But becoming a supervillain isn't all giant laser death rays and lava pits. Jake had enemies, and now they're coming after Charlie. 8 hours, 14 minutes. January 16th, The Hobbit, or There and Back Again, by J.R.R. Tolkien. DB48978. The wandering wizard Gandalf recruits Bilbo Baggins, a hobbit, to be the 14th member of an expedition. Hobbits prefer comfort to adventures, but Bilbo joins the quest and encounters many perils, including a dragon. 9 hours, 25 minutes. January 23rd. Me, Elton John. By Elton John. DB 97053 BR 23869. Memoir of the musical legend, born Reginald Dwight in a London suburb, the performer soon found his sound and his style. He discusses his career and struggles with drug addiction. Also discusses his work with AIDS charities and his relationship with husband David. 11 hours, 49 minutes. January 30th. I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara. DB 90637 BRG 04241. The late author's lifelong interest in true crime culminated in investigating the never-identified serial-killing rapist who plagued California in the 70s and 80s, whom she dubbed the Golden State Killer. This detailed telling of what she learned was completed posthumously by her researcher. Violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Bestseller, 2018. 11 hours, 40 minutes. February 6th, System Collapse by Martha Wells. DB 117861. Everyone's favorite lethal sec unit is back. Following the events in Network Effect, the Bearish Estranza Corporation has sent rescue ships to a newly colonized planet in peril, as well as additional sec units. But if there's an ethical corporation out there, Murderbot has yet to find it. And if Bearish Estranza can't have the planet, they're sure as hell not leaving without something, if that something just happens to be an entire colony of humans. Well, a free workforce is a decent runner-up prize. 6 hours, 39 minutes. February 13th, About a Dog, by Jen McKinley, DB 89150. The wedding of her best friend Emma brings Mac back to her hometown of Bluff Point, Maine. It is also the site of her own jilting at the altar 7 years earlier. Emma's brother Gavin comforted Mac then, and he loves her still. Some violence, some strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. 9 hours, 22 minutes. February 20th, American Sirens, the incredible story of the black men who became America's first paramedics, by Kevin Hazard. DB 116198. Until the 1970s, if you suffered a medical crisis, your chances of survival were minimal. A 911 call might bring police or even the local funeral home. But that all changed with Freedom House EMS in Pittsburgh. A group of black men who became America's first paramedics and set the gold standard for emergency medicine around the world, only to have their story and their legacy erased. Until now. In American Sirens, acclaimed journalist and paramedic Kevin Hazard tells the dramatic story of how a group of young, undereducated black men forged a new frontier of health care. 9 hours, 38 minutes. February 27th, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, by Mildred D. Taylor, DB 10893 BR 0 6283. A turbulent year in Mississippi during the Great Depression, a year of night riders, burnings, and threats. Cassie Logan, a young black girl, tells the story of her family's struggle to survive with their dignity and independence intact. For grades 6 through 9, Newbery Medal. 8 hours, 25 minutes. On the day of the book club, join by following the steps below. Join by Zoom on any smart device. https://zoom.us/j/9647150-4467. Join by phone by dialing 312-626-6799. Enter the meeting ID when prompted, 964-7150-4467. For OneTap Mobile, +31 262 66 799, ,964-715-04467, $US. Participants may also call Wolfner via phone to be linked into the meeting. Need an audiobook for your local book club? If you are looking for an accessible format for your local reading club selection, don't forget to check Wolfner's collection. Wolfner patrons have access to over 170,000 audiobook selections, 10,000 large print titles, and 23,000 Braille titles. Call a reader advisor for help, checking our catalog for your selection. Call 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. Or email us at wolfner@sos.mo.gov. 2025 St. Louis Regional Braille Challenge. Open to students in grades 1 through 12, Braille Challenge provides a fun and friendly competition for students to show off their Braille skills, meet new people, and participate in the day's activities. The 2025 St. Louis Regional Braille Challenge, STL-RBC, will take place in person at the Missouri School for the Blind, MSB, on Wednesday, February 19, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Student registration closes January 3rd, 2025. Any blind or visually impaired student who can read and write Braille is eligible to participate in the Braille Challenge. Contests are proctored by volunteer teachers of the visually impaired and scored locally by volunteer transcribers based on national guidelines. For more information, contact dene.molen@msb.dese.mo.gov or theeda.meyer@msb.dese.mo.gov. Notes from Lori, Wolfner's Public Services Director. Just a friendly reminder. We hope you enjoy our quarterly newsletter and find it informative and enjoyable. Please return your cartridge as soon as you have finished reading the newsletter. You will not receive the new edition if the old cartridge is not returned. We want you to have the newsletter information on time, so don't forget to return it as soon as you are done. New Braille Calendar Subscriptions. NLS provides Braille and print Braille calendars to patrons free of charge. Calendars are available in two sizes, The larger wall calendar is print Braille, and the smaller pocket size calendar is Braille only. You will get one each year once you sign up. Call now before the 2025 calendars run out of stock. 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Changes to your magazines on cartridge delivery. Wolfner Library is now producing and mailing magazine cartridges to our patrons. This should offer a timely delivery of your subscriptions. There are two things to keep in mind. Remove the mailing card to return. Audio magazines on cartridge now come from Wolfner with a mailing card outside of the case that you must remove from the container to expose our return address, just like our audio books on cartridge. New colors for cartridges and cases. Your new magazine cartridges are green and have Wolfner Library and magazines on them in print and Braille. They come in a gray case with the return address label under the mailing card. This is why you remove the mailing card before you return. And remember, return cartridges as soon as you have read them to get your next magazine issues. Wolfner Library Podcast. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library is hosting a podcast on various topics. The podcast includes interviews with staff, volunteers, and authors, instructional and informational segments, as well as interactive episodes with patrons. To receive notifications about new episodes, call a reader advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can view all episodes on our website at https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNERPODCAST. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library presents A Christmas Carol. Throughout 2024, Wolfner volunteers and staff have been working on a special production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. This is by far the biggest multi-narrator collaboration, DBC-30907, ever produced in Wolfner's recording studios. In addition to multiple narrators, we also added some sound effects and music. We are very proud of how this project turned out and of the work done by staff and volunteers. A single narrator version, DBC-29176, has also been released for those who would prefer a more traditional listening experience. Both versions are available for download from Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. Or you can request them to be sent to you on a cartridge by calling a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We hope that you enjoy these productions this holiday season. The following is a sample of Wolfner Library's production of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, DBC-30907.
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle,
said Scrooge's nephew.
You don't mean that, I am sure.
I do,
said Scrooge.
Merry Christmas? What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Come, then,
returned the nephew gaily.
What right have you to be dismal? What reason have you to be morose? You're rich enough.
Scrooge, having no better answer ready on the spur of the moment, said,
Bah!
Again, and followed it up with,
Humbug!
Yo-ho, my boys,
said Fezziwig.
No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up,
cried old Fezziwig with a sharp clap of his hands.
Before a man can say Jack Robinson.
You wouldn't believe how those two fellows went at it. They charged into the street with the shutters. One, two, three, had 'em up in their places. Four, five, six, barred 'em and pinned 'em. Seven, eight, nine, and came back before you could have got to 12, panting like racehorses.
Hilly ho!
Cried old Fezziwig, skipping down from the high desk with wonderful agility.
Clear away, my lads, and let's have lots of room here. Hilly ho, Dick! Cheer up, Ebenezer.
Joe went down on his knees for the greater convenience of opening it, and having unfastened a great many knots, dragged out a large and heavy roll of some dark stuff.
What do you call this?
Said Joe.
Bed curtains?
Ah, returned the woman, laughing and leaning forward on her crossed arms. Bed curtains?
You don't mean to say you took 'em down, rings and all, with him lying there?
Said Joe. Yes, I do, replied the woman. Why not?
You were born to make your fortune,
said Joe.
And you'll certainly do it.
I certainly shan't hold my hand when I can get anything in it by reaching it out for the sake of such a man as he was. I promise you, Joe,
returned the woman coolly.
Don't drop that oil upon the blankets now.
His blankets?
Asked Joe.
Whose else's do you think?
Replied the woman.
He isn't likely to take cold without 'em, I dare say.
What has ever got your precious father, then?
Said Mrs. Cratchit.
And your brother, Tiny Tim. And Martha weren't as late last Christmas Day by half an hour.
Here's Martha, Mother,
said a girl appearing as she spoke.
Here's Martha, Mother,
cried the two young Cratchits.
Hurrah, there's such a goose, Martha.
Why, bless your heart alive, my dear, how late you are,
said Mrs. Cratchit, kissing her a dozen times and taking off her shawl and bonnet for her with officious zeal.
We'd a deal of work to finish up last night,
replied the girl,
and had to clear away this morning, Mother.
Well, never mind so long as you are come,
said Mrs. Cratchit.
Sit ye down before the fire, my dear, and have a warm Lord bless ye.
God bless us, everyone.
Kind thoughts from patrons. My husband really appreciated all the books on tape that were sent to him. They were such a blessing to him. Thank you so much for the service you provide. Also, everyone I ever spoke with was so kind and very helpful. God's blessings on all of you. Sue, Lake Ozark. Holiday reading from the Wolfner Library Recording Studios. All books produced by the Wolfner Recording Studios are the result of many hours of service by volunteers who go through a rigorous audition process to record, monitor, and review each title. These Missouri-centric titles are uploaded to Bard for the enjoyment of Wolfner patrons and readers across the country. Additional studio funding is provided by the Friends of the Wolfner Library. Enjoy a few holiday reads on the Wolfner website at https://www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER. Youth. A Mustache Baby Christmas by Bridget Hios, DBC 19425. Narrated by Robin Westfall. Mustache Baby wants to be a Santa's helper like Beard Baby, but after making a workshop full of toys, he decides to keep them for himself and lands on the naughty list. For preschool to grade 2. 10 minutes. Mortimer's Christmas Manger by Karma Wilson, DBC 29198. Narrated by Loretta Broker, Griffin Laskowski, and John Wegman. Finding the perfect place to live beside the Christmas tree, Mortimer the Mouse pushes the people figurines out of the nativity scene and makes himself at home. For preschool to grade 2, 9 minutes. My Penguin Osbert by Elizabeth Cody Kimmel, DBC 29208. Narrated by Griffin Laskowski. Each year at Christmas, Joe writes a letter to Santa, but they've had a few misunderstandings in the past. So this year, Joe is really, really careful. He describes exactly what he wants, and on Christmas morning, guess what's waiting for him under the tree? For preschool to grade 2, 12 minutes. Adult, The Autobiography of Santa Claus by Jeff Gwynn, DBC 24497, narrated by Audie Klein. This Christmas tale combines solid historical fact with a fun, enchanting story that will make anyone a believer in Santa Claus. Christmas Chronicles Series, Book 1. 9 hours, 26 minutes. How Mrs. Claus Saved Christmas by Jeff Gwynn, DBC 24498, narrated by Leslie LePage. Jeff Gwynn combines solid historical fact with glorious legend to deliver another heartwarming holiday book for the whole family. Christmas Chronicles Series, Book 2, 10 hours, 21 minutes. The Great Santa Search by Jeff Gwynn, DBC 24499, narrated by Christopher Baker. When TV producer Bobo Butler tries to save his ailing TV station, Fun TV, with an American Idol-inspired talent contest intended to find the real Santa, the man himself throws his hat into the ring. Christmas Chronicles Series, Book 3, 10 hours, 47 minutes. Christmas Comes to Morning Star by Charlotte Hubbard, DBC 29216, narrated by Teresa Sullivan. Founded by 5 unmarried and enterprising Amish maidels, the new Morningstar Marketplace in small-town Missouri is preparing for a joyous Christmas season. but will the holiday also bring unexpected tidings of love? 10 hours, 20 minutes. New audio magazine available. A new audio magazine has been added to the NLS collection. Missouri patrons can contact Wolfner Library to request a subscription to this new magazine. Washington Council of the Blind Newsline. Frequency, quarterly. First issue, winter 2024. Published quarterly by the Washington Council of the Blind and produced in digital format by the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, WA1A, in Seattle, Washington. Each newsletter style issue is approximately 80 print pages with a running time of 2.5 to 3 hours. Topics covered include human interest stories, advocacy, legislation, local events, history, entrepreneurship, science, and technology. Availability, Mock and Bard. NLS programs accessible by phone or Zoom. Monthly, Many Faces of Bard. The patron engagement section of NLS offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard on the second Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Central Time. Each monthly event covers one aspect of Bard, Braille and audio reading download offered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled Library of Congress. This event is open to all. For more information, please visit https://loc.gov/nls/about/services/manyfaces/of-bard, or call a Wolfner Reader Advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That All May e-read. The Patron Engagement section has launched a new monthly program called That All May e-read on Zoom. This program, occurring the last Tuesday night of each month at 6 p.m. Central, will focus on using the NLS Braille e-readers. Each session will begin with a brief demonstration of a feature or use case. The rest of the hour will be spent answering patron questions about any aspect of the ZoomAx or HumanWare Braille e-readers. For more information, visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/nedws-and-that-mayeread/. Do you have an Amazon Alexa? NLS now offers the new My Talking Book skill on Amazon Alexa-enabled smart speakers. You must have internet access and a BARD account to participate. If you do not have a BARD account, a reader advisor can sign you up. Patrons who wish to register can also sign themselves up by going to https://www.survey-monkey.com/r/mtb 1-800-OPEN-BETA. Or call a reader advisor at 800-392-2614 or 573-751-8720. My Talking Books for Alexa. The Patron Engagement section at NLS is offering a new program to assist patrons who are using the My Talking Books skill on their smart speaker. The program will be held on the third Thursday of each month from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Central Time. A brief presentation will begin the session. Presenters will spend the remainder of the time answering questions about the presentation. This program is the first of a limited series that will be provided as NLS rolls out this new way to access and play talking books available through Bard. Join by Zoom on any smart device. LOC.ZOOM.GOV.COM/J/16024Question mark PWD=HVJUSH54XIAZVG J6NNMOG1JID5ALBM.1. Join by phone by dialing 669-254-5252. Enter the meeting ID when prompted, 160-273-2941, passcode 7323465. For OneTap Mobile, +/ 166-925-45252, comma, 160-273-2941, $US. Please contact Wolfner Library by phone at 573-751-8720 or by email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov if you have any questions, requests, or concerns. The NFB Newsline Alexa Skill for Amazon Echo Speakers. You can now access NFB Newsline publications on any Amazon Alexa product, including Echo and Echo Dot, with your voice by saying, "Alexa, open National Federation." To log in to Newsline, say, "Alexa, ask National Federation to log in." State login, and then provide your subscriber identification number and your security code. To review instructions for this skill, say, "Alexa, ask National Federation to give me instructions." Over 500 publications are available to NFB Newsline subscribers on Alexa-enabled devices. Browse Missouri newspapers, national papers, magazines, and more with Alexa commands like, "Alexa, ask National Federation to list papers from Missouri." "Alexa, ask National Federation to read the St. Louis Post-Dispatch." "Alexa, ask National Federation to speak a little slower." For more information, visit https://nfb.org/programs-services/ NFB dash NEWSLINE forward slash ALEXA dash INSTRUCTIONS or email NFB at NFB.org. Upcoming holidays. The Wolfner team feels genuinely privileged to work with our wonderful patrons. We wish you and your loved ones a year of happiness, health, and joy. We look forward to serving you and hearing from you throughout the year. Happy New Year, the Wolfner team. As a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays. Wednesday, December 25th, Christmas. Wednesday, January 1st, New Year's Day. Monday, January 20th, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Wednesday, February 12th, Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Monday, February 17th, George Washington's birthday. Stay up to date by following us on Facebook at https://www.facebook.com/WOLFNERLIBRARY. Wolfner Library Donations. Donations to Wolfner Library may be made to the Wolfner Trust Fund or the Friends of Wolfner Library. Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Post Office Box 387, Jefferson City, Missouri 65102. Friends of Wolfner Library. Post Office Box 24834, Kansas City, Missouri 64131. For information on how to become a friend of Wolfner Library, you can email wellsjerry9@gmail.com or phone 816-678-1257. Wolfner Staff. Director: Janet Carruthers, Acting State Librarian. Public Services Team: Lori Brown, Director of Public Services. Vanessa Lingyell, Youth Services Specialist. Jamie Livingston, Adult Services Librarian. Brandon Kempf, Reader Advisor. Megan McCormick, Reader Advisor. Kenna Turvo, Reader Advisor. Miriam Tepper, Reader Advisor. John Wilcox, Reader Advisor. Circulation Team: Veronda Winters, Director of Circulation. Stacy Jo Butler, Circulation Tech 4. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Emma Deichley, Circulation. Justin Stauffer, Circulation. Recording Studio Team: Brandon Lammers, Volunteer and Recording Studio Manager. Chris Cowan, Tech 4. Tim Emmel, Tech 3. Jermon Williams, Tech 1. Wolfner News is available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Closed for state holidays. Contact information: toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog. https://wolfpac.klas.com/. End of Wolfner News Winter 2025. Read by Paul Otto in Wolfner Library Studio, monitored by Brandon Lammers, reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited. If you found this newsletter to be defective, please contact your cooperating network library.